So Krishna has emphasized to Arjun to work in the world and offer everything to Krishna. In chapter 6, Krishna presents the alternative. Krishna, in chapter 6, talks about the process of dhyana yoga. Now, we've been sitting here for maybe about an hour. Maybe some of our legs are hurting. Maybe our minds are drifting off in different places. Maybe we're even feeling like it might be nice to have a little bit of a nap. Krishna explains the process of dhyana yoga that they were practicing in the bygone ages, where someone, a yogi, would sit with straight back, abstaining from food and water, controlling the breathing process, and in complete silence, meditating on Krishna. Krishna presents this process to Arjun and tells Arjun, "Do you think you can do such a thing?" Arjun says, "Impossible." Arjun says, "Vayur eva sudushkaram." To control the mind is more difficult than to even control the wind. What to speak of sitting all day long in silence trying to focus on Krishna within the heart, even to sit down for 2 hours in the morning and do 16 rounds of Hare Krishna is difficult. One morning, one guest came here during the japa time. So he came in, and because he was a new person, I thought, let me go over and speak to him. Because someone comes at that time, they may think it's a little strange. So I explained to him that every morning we chant. We chant on the beads, and we chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And our process is very simple. Simply chant and be happy. So I told him that, chant and be happy. And then he looked around the room. One person was chanting and his head was going like this. Another person was in the corner, he was falling asleep. Another person was going around Tulsi Maharani 100 miles per hour trying to focus his mind. He was seeing the whole scene and then he looked at me and he said, "Chant and be happy? These people look like they're in pain." I said, "Yes, chant and be happy is the ultimate. Maybe chant, struggle for some time and then be happy." Because the mind is going for so many places. If you want to know the nature of the mind, Niti Shastra explains, "Markatasya surapanam tatra vrishchika damsanam tanmadhye bhuta samcharo yadva tadva bhavishyati." I want you to imagine a monkey. Now imagine an intoxicated monkey. Now imagine an intoxicated monkey that's been bitten by a scorpion. And then, tanmadhye bhuta samcharo, in the middle of all of that, imagine the monkey has now been haunted by a ghost. Yadva tadva bhavishyati. Can you ever imagine what that monkey will do next? No. This drunk monkey is exactly like our mind. Our mind is going here and there and everywhere. What to speak of around the world in 80 days, around the world in 80 seconds. So Arjun says the mind is very difficult. There must be some other way. Therefore Krishna then explains at the end of chapter 6 that you don't have to do all of these difficult processes that the ancient yogis were doing. You simply perform bhakti yoga, and this bhakti yoga of hearing, chanting and doing some practical service for Krishna, this is actually the process for the age. And therefore Krishna ends the 6th chapter by explaining, "Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenantaratmana Shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamo mataha. The topmost yogi is the yogi who is in bhakti yoga. The yogi who is completely devoting all of his activities to me. And therefore, in the sixth chapter of the Gita, Krishna says that these ancient austere processes are not for this age. Simply hear, chant, and do practical devotional service, and that will lead you to perfection.